from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. So much to get to tonight, and friends, we could not have a bigger show for you. We have got newsmakers of every variety. We've got the longest-serving governor in America's history, who now just happens to go by Sarah's dad. We've got the son of the president. On the show tonight, we've got Kaylee McEnany in the Ladies Lounge, and we've got so much news to get to. Let me give you a little rundown of what we're going to discuss. We're going to talk about a situation later this hour in Nigeria that you've not heard anything about. But did you know that there are marauders that are just pulling into Christian towns? They are part of a group called the Fulani Herdsmen. They're kind of like Boko Haram. But they are just murdering every Christian they come across. And we have a chance to actually make an impact on helping stop this practice. But over 60,000 Christians have been killed, I believe, just in the last year in this tragic scenario. And weirdly enough, world governments are not stepping up to do anything about it. So if you care about the plight of persecuted people, particularly Christians around the globe, stay with us. Joel Vanderspeck with me a little bit later this hour. But before we get to him, Governor Mike Huckabee is going to stop by. Did you know that we have a former member of a former administration who secretly has begun negotiations with Iran behind the back of the administration to try to intervene in the Iran deal? This is classic violation of something called the Logan Act, but nobody has made any headway on it. I'm going to be interested to see if Governor Huckabee feels strongly about this. He had written about it on his website earlier this week, and I just think it's important for us to be aware. And then yesterday, big news stories coming down. We'll touch on the Paul Manafort decision somewhat cut a plea deal, if you will, with the special counsel's office. But also yesterday, Dianne Feinstein coming down the pike with a letter from someone who's making an anonymous complaint, doesn't want to be identified and won't give the details about what happened between supposedly she and Brett Kavanaugh in high school 40 years ago. Are you serious? The woman keeping her eye on this story, unlike any others, is Kim Strassel. She's must read at the Wall Street Journal. And Kim, it's always good to have you. So let's start with the Manafort thing. Your take on Paul's thing yesterday.
Well, you know, it's been 2 years and special counsel Bob Mueller finally got his guy. But, you know, this is already being reported by a source close to the defense that this cooperation agreement does not involve the Trump campaign. There was no collusion with Russia. And so all those media voices you're talking are out there panting, thinking that perhaps finally some evidence will be turned to the state that really brings down the president. There doesn't appear to be any evidence of this. And from my perspective, what have we found through this experiment? Well, that Paul Manafort was a bit of a beltway bandit, and anyone who spent any time in Washington for the past 20 years would have known that without Special Counsel Mueller.
That's very accurate. In fact, that was one of my concerns when Trump named him campaign manager in the run-up to the convention, but that's a different conversation. So let me turn to this disgusting, piggish story today that Dianne Feinstein, for some unknowable reason, decided to turn into a bated breath scandal that, as I saw you on Twitter early today say, this has backfired against them in the worst way possible. And I think that as the day has gone on, that's only become more pronounced. First of all, what did she claim? What did she claim she had knowledge of? And what's been the news development on the story since then?
Well, I think the point that really shows just how stinky this is, Kevin, is so we've gone through the hearings. We've gone through months of knowing that he was the nominee. We even went through a markup session in the Senate this week to prepare for a committee vote next week. And only after that, suddenly Senator Feinstein says, well, I have this accusation that's been made. It's in a secret letter, and I'm forwarding it to federal law enforcement, which, of course, makes it sound very, very serious. But of course, now we find out, I mean, there's now a new story out in the New Yorker that purports to tell the details of this, in which they claim that what happened was all the way back when he was 17, Kavanaugh was at a party and a woman whose name we still don't know claimed that he forced himself on her. Of course, admits that nothing happened in the end. And they were 17. They were at a party and they've been drinking. By the way, Kavanaugh unequivocally says this did not happen. Huh. So he is denying it in every way, shape and form. But the stinky thing here is, look, some people have suggested, Feinstein had this letter, but she was trying to be proper and not bringing it up. In fact, they've got Democrats on the record who are critical of her. I don't buy it. I think that this was planned all along from way back. They've had this letter since the summer. They waited till the vote was scheduled, and it's a last-minute hit that just happens to collide with all of their Me Too accusations and movements as well.
Yeah, and to absolutely zero avail, Kim, because here's the thing. Remember that first, quote, bipartisan roundtable that Obama had right after his freshman election as president? And John McCain tries to make some point, and early in the meeting, President Obama leans across and looks at him and he goes, elections have consequences, John, and I won. We don't have to say that to the Democrats right now. The Republicans don't, I should say, because that is just the state of the state of things. They don't have the votes to stop this. There's no procedural methodology that they can use. And they think that if they create some sort of grassroots firestorm, that that'll put pressure on senators to switch their votes, which isn't going to happen because the public overwhelmingly likes Judge Kavanaugh. He's been approved. He's been vetted 25 times by the government previously.
Yeah, this is the ultimate in desperation. And I do think it is backfired. Look, I mean, most Americans are going to look at this and go, a couple of things. One, high school? Really? Okay, that's if two, it even happened, which, of course, the judge is saying it didn't. But three, you sat on this and bring it up at the last minute. And then four, kind of in another humiliation, they send this off to the FBI and make it sound all very, very serious. And the FBI says, yeah, we'll put it in his file. We're not commencing a criminal investigation because, by the way, this wouldn't even be our jurisdiction. It would be local law enforcement who would do it. And that's if it wasn't well beyond the statute of limitations. So, you know,
which 30 years in the making over a whatever it would be considered, because if she said that no sexual assault happened, then there's so many problems with this, and for them to just kick this into the mix at the very last minute, it literally is Yosemite Sam blowing the cannon up in his own face. I mean, this is how bad that is.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it makes them look, well, again, I think it highlights your point, is that they lost the election. This is a judge who is highly qualified. You know, we all know what this is about, and pretty soon, wait for it, Kevin, you're going to hear Democrats say, look, this is a serious enough allegation. And now we have the details reported dutifully by The New Yorker, who, by the way, I'm just saying, as a journalist, when I read that story, it did not look like a story that had been put together in a period of hours. It looks like someone had been working on it for a while. So they've got these details, and what they will do is say, there is no way that we can have a vote, even a committee vote, on Judge Kavanaugh. We need another hearing to deal with this. This is all designed to delay, at the very least, delay this beyond the election so that vulnerable Democrats from Trump states do not have to make that tough decision about whether they vote for or against Kavanaugh. Or at the very worst, they can try to get to someone like a Susan Collins or a Lisa Murkowski and claim, you say you believe in women's rights. How could you possibly vote for a man who is accused of such a terrible thing?
Well, and in reality, Kim, don't they need both of them now? Because now John Kyle is a formidable yes vote on most things that McCain would have been a little bit questionably squishish on. So I think by math, they need both of those women to bolt. And it doesn't look like either of them are ready to leave the fold just yet.
No, I don't think that they will. Look, I mean, one thing, Susan Collins and her politics, she often gets beat up by conservatives for not being as conservative as they would like her to be. But Susan Collins is a very savvy politician. she absolutely understands what is going on here. I think she's really had her hackles up over some of the tactics that the Democrats have been using. She is aware of them. And we should hope, and I would believe, that she understands what's going on here as well, too.
Yeah.
And so I'm not as concerned about that. But part of this is going to be, we know how the media operates. I can promise you that these will be front page stories in every newspaper tomorrow, with editorials as well from left-leaning things, really attempting all hands together to make this into a huge enough firestorm that it cannot be ignored.
Well, the only problem is you've even got Ruth Bader Ginsburg saying that the Democrats have behaved shamefully and that they've made this partisan circus far too much, and saying that judges should be confirmed or not confirmed, but that's all they're allowed to do. Anyway, Kim Strassel, you got a reader, Wall Street Journal. Kim, thank you. Have a great weekend. Always good to hear from you.
You too.
You got it. Governor Huckabee next.
All right, Kevin McCullough, if you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's $100,000 or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number. 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows
free. That's 1-800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known, and
it's
I've known
Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us, and so glad to have my next guest, because he just walked off the set of his big TBN talk show on Saturday nights. It airs at 8 p.m. Eastern, and he's kind enough to join me now, just past the 9 o'clock hour on the East Coast. And Governor, I know you've got a big story to deal with. It has to do with a former politician dealing behind our backs, I think. I'm also interested in your thoughts on the Feinstein letter from yesterday and just the whole embarrassment that the Democrats have turned into. But welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you, Kevin. And I think I know which story you're talking about, the John Kerry violation of the Logan Act.
Yeah, and this is just astounding. I mean, there's a couple of really glaring examples of things, Governor, in recent history, like when a presidential campaign would commission a dossier that's used to get FISA warrants to go after the other campaign for political purposes. You'd think that'd be a violation of the Logan Act. But what you are talking about on your website today, MikeHuckabee.com, shouldn't John Kerry be indicted? This really blows that other story away. So give us the details.
Well, the history of the Logan Act goes back to the 1700s, makes it a criminal offense for someone, an individual, to hold unauthorized negotiations with a foreign government that is in the process of dispute with the U.S. because it undermines the U.S. position. Okay, there's only two people who have ever been indicted under the Logan Act. Neither one of them were convicted. So when people usually toss out the Logan Act, it's considered kind of okay. There you go. It never has really been used. It's different in this case because of this reason. First of all, acting as an unauthorized agent of the government, he did it. Dealing with foreign powers that are hostile to the U.S., John Kerry did it with Iran. Doing it in a way that undermines the official U.S. foreign policy, absolutely. Now you have someone who has met all the criteria in violating the Logan Act. Here's the question. Kevin, do you think anybody at the Department of Justice is going to pursue this? If you do, I've got some real estate property in the middle of Kansas that's got 100 feet of beachfront. Happy to sell it to you at a real deal.
Well, and the important thing to understand about that, friend, is it's just this simple. What we're talking about is John Kerry meeting with counterparts in Iran, some of whom he negotiated with back during when he was putting the deal forward. But this is violating current policy and current attempts at policy because the president decided to go away from the Iran deal. And, Governor, it speaks to the utilitarian pragmatism of the left right now. There are no rules that apply to them. Cory Booker can release as many documents as he wants to the public, and he thinks that he's entitled to do it simply because he's Cory Booker. Evidently, Dianne Feinstein believes you can release whatever kind of junk on people 30 years hence, and it doesn't even have to be factual, known, true, have happened. You don't have to have anything, because at the name of the game for the left is we must win at all cost. And sometimes it looks like confidence, Governor. Right now, it just reeks of desperation.
Well, it's clearly desperation, but the sad part is it's creating the narrative that gives the media something to distract the public with. You and I live in a world where we do a little fact-checking, real fact-checking. Most people will just watch one of the networks, which is going to be clearly, overwhelmingly biased against the president, and they're going to listen to some of this stuff, and they'll have no reason to really doubt it. But the truth is, it's bull-driving. And that's what's so frustrating, is that people are not understanding that there is a very concerted, deliberate effort to try to delegitimize the presidency of Donald Trump. Even if a person didn't vote for Trump, even if they don't like him, if they can't stand him, forget about him as an individual. This is about the constitutional flow of how we as a government function. And when we undermine it, ultimately, everyone's going to be a loser.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, your daughter sees this on the front line every day because the media is such a
tool in the strategy of what they're doing. I was speaking with Kim Strassel at the top of the hour, Governor, and she said that, you know, she looked at this New Yorker piece that was published today, and she said from her journalistic eye, it looks like that New Yorker piece, which details the contents of the letter that Feinstein was trying to play coy about, was written weeks ago. She doesn't buy even these Democratic fellow Democrats condemning Feinstein's move. She thinks this is all a massive demonstration ploy seeking to aim to just get a delay in his hearing and, if possible, to try to delay that confirmation vote till past the midterms. Now, I have a hard time thinking that that's going to be the case, but do you give any does her theory at least hold some amount of water?
There's no way under heaven that they should delay this vote. They should go ahead. In fact, if anything, accelerate it and just say, you're not going to get by with playing these phony games of pretending that somehow you have an anonymous source who doesn't want to come forward, doesn't want to be heard, doesn't want to be identified. Kevin, there's a basic fundamental principle in our constitutional system of jurisprudence. You get to face your accuser.
All right.
So if Brett Kavanaugh doesn't get to face his accuser, there isn't one. That's how the law actually is applied.
What's interesting about that observation, Governor, is that the case where that was really truly proven constitutional was decided by Justice Scalia, and he hated the outcome of the case because it actually allowed a rapist that had raped a small child to become face to face with her in the courtroom, and the parents were heartbroken about it. They didn't, but he said, I don't have to like my ruling to know whether or not it's right according to the Constitution. And if it's right in that instance, then certainly someone with seemingly as upright a record as Brett Kavanaugh has the right to see this as well. But there's this other thing, Governor. It's 30 years ago. Is there any state law that would still be in effect 30 years hence?
Well, not even when we know what the crime is. I mean, one report was that he and another guy locked this girl in a room. Another one was trying to force himself upon her, but apparently didn't. The point is, he says vigorously he did not do anything of the sort. He went to an all-male Catholic high school, so it wasn't a classmate for sure. Where did it happen? When did it happen? Who was it? Are there any witnesses? I think without 100 sworn affidavits by angels from heaven and videotape, this sure looks like a desperate ploy to try to get at somebody. And if we're going to go back and dig into people and what they might have done when they were in high school, I got a confession to make, Kevin. I once took the tag off a pillow when I was a sophomore in high school. I ripped it right off. And just in case the president ever wants to appoint me to something, I want to go ahead and get that out there.
I'm glad you did, Governor. Confession's good for the soul. So I'm glad that you feel comfortable enough at Kevin McCullough Radio to come clean. Hey, real quickly, what's on the big show this weekend?
We've got a great show. Franklin Graham will be talking with us about the relief efforts the Samaritan's Purse is doing with the hurricane.
Yep.
Oliver North talks to us about the NRA, and Shannon Green will discuss the Kavanaugh appointment. Plus, the Annie Moses Band will be doing some music. It's going to be a really fun weekend.
Shannon is one of my favorite people and has been for years, so tell her I said hi. And have a great show, friends. 8 and 11 Saturday, 8 and 11 Sunday. If you're not currently getting TBN, demand it. But it's Huckabee today, and it's only on the weekends, only on TBN. Governor, always good to have you. Thanks for being here.
You bet, Kevin.
All right, when we come back, a story you've not heard anywhere else. My friends at Christian Solidarity International want to make sure you know about it. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. Next hour, Kaylee McEnany and the son of the president. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's 100 grand or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's
It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number, 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Every year, particularly for the holidays, I like to use my national platform to make a difference in the world around us. And for the last year, we have had the privilege of partnering on a couple of occasions with Christian Solidarity International. And I just want to remind you of what we did as a group. There were over 200 human trafficked slaves that had formerly lived in the south of Sudan. They'd been taken captive. They'd been enslaved in the northern Sudanese region, what was old Sudan. And they have been liberated because of the generosity of people like you that heard about their plight and said, I don't want to continue that practice anymore. And if we can do something about it, we can. Christian Solidarity International was able to liberate, because of your generosity, about 200 slaves over the last year. And that stemmed from our fall and Christmas operation, where we said, hey, all year long we give you this great content and this great radio, but right now can we use a little bit of the airtime that we have to make a big difference in the lives of people that need it? And I am very excited to introduce to you what our project for this year is going to look like, because it's going to be equally, I think, heart-wrenching
and make just as big of a difference. And it costs just slightly less than what it cost us to liberate a human trafficked slave last year from Sudan. In the country of Nigeria, there is an all-out genocide occurring that our media in the United States is largely not covering. But Christian Solidarity International, as you've come to know with them appearing on my show and being here so many different times, they are actually on the forefront of this, and they are making a difference. And here to discuss that with me is their new director here in the United States. He oversees the U.S. operations for Christian Solidarity International, commonly referred to as CSI. You'll hear me say CSI a bunch in the months to come. But his name is Joel Vanderspeck. And Joel, it's good to have you. Thank you for coming on air with us.
No, thank you, Kevin, for having me. I appreciate it.
So we know a little bit about human trafficking, and we know a little bit about radical extremism, and we hear things, just bits and pieces of what these pockets in the world look like. But you and your Nigerian director have been there recently, and you have seen for yourself what the Fulani herdsmen are doing specifically to Christian towns, Christian families, and Christian women and children in this corner of the globe. Talk to us about the story of what has unfolded there before we go any further.
No, absolutely, Kevin. Yes, I was there with our project manager, Frank Omojoke, at the end of June. We were there at the tail end of 4 days of Islamist-inspired attacks against Christian villages in the middle region of Nigeria. That's the area where the Muslim north is reaching into the Christian south. We were there when over 235 Christians were slaughtered. They were massacred in these villages by these Islamists who were completely, the Christians were completely defenseless from these horrific attacks. And when we arrived in the city of Jos, as soon as we got out of the airport, we saw thousands of people that were fleeing these villages by any means possible. Some were on the back of pickup trucks, two families inside of a car. Some families were just walking. You could see tears streaming down their faces as they had just left everything. And each person that we had met had lost loved ones. The stories were horrific. We set up at a local church compound where we received the displaced Christians from their villages. And then we started to hear their stories. And Kevin, I can't explain to you what transpired during those 4 days of attacks. Absolutely horrific.
Yeah. Who are these Fulani herdsmen? Where do they come from? Why do they do what they do?
Right. Good question, Kevin. The Fulani herdsmen, well, we've heard of Boko Haram, who have been on the rampage in northern Nigeria. The Fulani have not had any attention in the media. Let me tell you who they are. They're the largest group of nomadic pastoralist herdsmen in the world. They're spread out over 20 countries in Africa. Population of Fulani is over 20 million. About 7.5 million live in Nigeria. And they were Islamicized in the early era of Islam forging its way into Africa. They had an Islamic empire in Nigeria. They're looking to reestablish that. They're looking to turn Nigeria into an Islamic state with a caliphate, with Islamic rule, with Sharia law. And so the Fulani, they're basically very simple cattle herders. They're uneducated for the most part. They travel around with their herds of cattle. And they, under the guise of looking for grazing territory for their cattle, they're taking over Christian lands, and they're doing this genocide. But really, I mean, you scratch under the surface, you realize there's actually an Islamist agenda. It's jihad. They're waging jihad against Christian communities throughout Nigeria.
Well, and friends, we can stop it. 888-342-1010. In fact, we're going to try to focus on rescuing about 89 of these families as we discuss more with Joel Vanderspeck next. It's Kevin McCullough on Radio Nightline. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's 100 grand or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000.
But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number, 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
All right, Kevin McCullough back with you. And friends, for Christmas this year, we always do something special. I'm trying to rescue 89 families in Nigeria, the Christians that are being murdered by the Fulani herdsmen. Now, you may not know their name. They're not as well known as Boko Haram or Al-Qaeda or ISIS. But Joel Vanderspeck of Christian Solidarity International, just because they don't get any headlines doesn't mean that they aren't deadly. And it's important that we tell people who they are.
They're 10 times worse than Boko Haram. And the media, as you said, Kevin, rightfully so, they're not paying attention to this horrific situation.
They're completely off the radar. Yeah, even if you try to do an average Google search, you find so much more about so many other terror groups, and the Fulani are just not discussed. Let's talk about why they choose to attack Christians specifically. What is it about these Christian towns or these families or these people that they feel this need to go and butcher?
Right. Well, this comes from the radical Islamist ideology that they've been radicalized. The Fulani have been radicalized through external elements. So you have Fulani coming in from Chad and Niger and from other areas where they've been waging Islamic jihad, inspired through Al-Qaeda, through ISIS, through these ideology that's being so easily transferred from one Muslim area to another nowadays. So within the teaching of radical Islam, they have, you know, this phrase of kuffar, the unbeliever. They believe that they can kill the unbeliever and take over their land, and that's how Islam spread, by the sword, throughout history. And this latest wave of jihadist attacks are simply a continuation of what's been happening historically throughout this region, and obviously, as we know, throughout the Middle East. And so in the 19th century, the Fulani had their Islamic empire that was taken out by the colonial rulers, the French and the British. They want to reestablish that. And so they don't see other ethnicities and other religions as being equal to themselves or even human in that sense. They feel that they have the right from God to be able to just wipe out these communities, kill as many men, women, and children as possible, and take over their land. And so it's Islamist-inspired, it's jihad, and it's them trying to establish Islamic rule in Nigeria.
There's another component to this story, Joel, and I'm pretty sure that when my friends hear this, they're going to be, dismayed, because that's the way we should be when we hear of such atrocities. But before we get to that, let me quickly tell you, friend, that you can actually rescue a Christian family. The dollar amount is $225, and you're asking, well, what does that do? Well, with Christian Solidarity International, and you know the good work of Joel's organization, we've had Dr. Eibner on so many times, and he's been fighting this fight for so many years, and you know that they spend your money so carefully. But you will be providing food, medical attention, the medical attention that's often needed from machete wounds, from bullet holes, other things, and you'll also provide needed shelter. Now, that is not something that we're used to talking about with CSI, but in this case, you can imagine, as people are escaping bad guys, they need safe places to go to. And so shelter and medicine and food, you can rescue a family of 3 to 4 people for about $225 one-time gift, and I would encourage you to do that right now at 888-342-1010. Now, we've been told through the auspices of CSI and the people that are on the ground there that there are 89 families specifically that they already know of that we can actually play a role in helping to secure that shelter and food and medicine for. But that's what they need. That's what they need from those of you listening. We need to rescue 89 families. There are many more than that can be helped, but we know of at least that many that could be helped right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. You can also go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on any of the CSI banners. That's going to take you directly to a donation page. But the most convenient way to do it is to call this number, 888-342-1010. Put that in your cell phone and call that number right now, 888-342-1010. Joel Vanderspeck is who we're speaking with. He is the he runs all of the United States operations for Christian Solidarity International. And he has been in the office, but he's also been in the field, which is good to hear when you see this level of tragedy. We need firsthand accounts to really speak to it. And Joel, earlier you were talking about how the Fulani herdsmen, 7.5 million of them in Nigeria, can just rampage down on a town and kill everybody there and take the land and so forth. In America, we wouldn't tolerate that. There would be police force and there would be military and there would even be neighbors that would be coming to the rescue and saying, no, you're going to stop this. What is the state of the police and of the military and of the proper government authority to trying to stop the Fulani massacres?
Right, Kevin. Well, this is part of the tragedy that's unfolding in Nigeria, is the fact that the government is, in fact, complicit with this entire strategy of the Islamicization of the Christian areas of Nigeria. President Buhari, the president of Nigeria, is, in fact, Fulani Muslim himself. So at the very least, he's turning a blind eye to all of this. Others are pointing toward him as being more complicitly involved in this. They're his people. And, I mean, Trump even spoke to Buhari when he had him at the White House some months ago, raised the issue of Christian persecution, and Buhari said, no, no, we don't, the Fulani are not doing this, that they only have a few knives to defend themselves. In fact, false statements that he made. The Fulani are going around with AK-47s, with machetes, with gas canisters, and unleashing the most horrific attacks against Christians one can ever imagine. And so you have the DS, the Department of Security in Nigeria, and the army, that when the Fulani come to attack, they leave their posts. They hide for, they run for cover themselves. Now imagine, you're there in your village with your family, trying to hide inside of your home, and you call the emergency services, and either they don't answer, or if they do, they'll say, we don't have authority from Abuja, the capital of Nigeria. We don't have authority to actually retaliate against the Fulani. That's what they'll say. So they hide. They don't answer the emergency distress calls. They wait for the attacks to be over. The villages are completely decimated and bodies littered everywhere. Then they come in, and if they find any Christian who's there trying to defend the, his or her village, they'll go and arrest that particular Christian if they have some weapon to defend themselves with, and they'll say, "We're stopping you from defending, you know, because we don't want to have religious tension in the country." That's what they'll say.
So they'll let the Christians just be butchered and died, but if the Christians try to defend themselves, it creates religious tension. Friends, this isn't right. And we can rescue a family. CSI can properly shelter them, feed them, and get them to a safe place for $225 a family. $225 gets a whole family secured. So will you help us rescue one of these persecuted Christian families? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's 100 grand or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number. 844- We buy 75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WEBUY-75. That's 844-WEBUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
All right, Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier than to be with you. And I always look forward to what we can do to make the world a better place at Christmas, and I'm so thankful for Joel Vanderspeck being with us and telling us about the tragedy in Nigeria tonight. Joel, pick up where you left off.
So it's the conspiracy that's taking place, and again, that's not something the media is picking up on. The media is calling these attacks clashes between Muslims and Christians. In fact, obviously they're not clashes. They're jihadist attacks.
Yeah, and from the sound of it, massacres from very well-armed one side of the equation. Well, friends, this is why I want you to consider making that $225 gift. Break it up over a couple of months if you have to. $113 would do that. But here's what you're doing when you do that. You're providing emergency food, because if these people are being run out of their homes, They're not in their normal situation where they can farm and ranch and do what they need to do to feed themselves. You're providing intense and important medical attention. Some of these wounds are very, very harsh, and they will lose limbs or their lives if they are not treated appropriately and quickly. And then, of course, you're providing that needed shelter where this cannot reach them again. Properly, they are being sheltered in ways that they have more strength in numbers, and there's more people looking out for their security than where they would be exposed in their villages at a remote place. That's including, by the way, beddings and mattresses and other things that is needed to help them during this time. Friends, $225 helps one family. That's food, medicine, and shelter for that one-time gift. Would you please help us? There are 89 families that we know of that need our help right this minute, and many more created almost by the day. Joel, when we talk about the impact of this, I would have to imagine that with the Fulani being as large in number, and even to the point where the government and the military are not complicit, that the Christians there are losing heart and losing heart fast.
Yes, they are, Kevin. They feel completely alone in this. Because news is not reaching the outside world about their plight. They don't know where to turn. Even pastors that are in areas that are not being attacked directly by the Fulani at the moment have their hands tied. They've raised the issue from their pulpits about Christian persecution. Guess what happens? The next day, the DS, the Department of Security, will come to the home of that particular pastor and say, you have to stop speaking about this. You're creating religious tension in our country. And so they even threatened these pastors. They blackmailed them. They say, if you don't stop talking about the persecution against Christians, we will fabricate false evidence against you and your ministry, and your ministry will be finished in the next week. And so the pastors have come to CSI, and they begged us for help. They say, if you can speak about this issue from outside Nigeria, if you can create some sort of campaign, some sort of a form of advocacy, and let the world know what's happening here to the Christian community. Mm. So yes, it's extremely important that that your listeners can pray and be involved in this issue, because this news is just not getting out there otherwise.
Say no more, Joel. That's why we're going to stand with you guys for Christmas this year and try to rescue 89 of these families. Friends, one family can be rescued for $225. 888-342-1010. Please call 888-342-1010. Do any gift of any size. It's being matched tonight. More details on that in hour two. Stay with us.